It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hour number two begins on a happy hump day, Trump Day. It is 7:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamak. And if for some reason you miss it, you never have to miss anything on the Bob Rose Show. I'm telling you, it's all there for you on demand 24/7. Just hit subscribe on the Bob Rose Show podcast that's available wherever you get your podcast. And there's no fee. Just hit subscribe. You're good. You're golden. And we'll take it from there for you.
Such a deal.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of interesting stuff that's on there. And different issues that we deal with in our own unique way. Right, Craig?
Absolutely. The way you said that, just was so impressive.
All right. Some of your top stories. New York. A Democrat aide. Agent for China. Cuomo, Hochul, I guess both fell hook, line, and sinker for this. This is after Dianne Feinstein had a driver for like 20 years, found out he was a spy. Then you had the Fang Fang thing with Congressman Swalwell.
Yep.
I mean, wouldn't you think that anybody in these important positions would kind of, do thorough kind of vetting, background checks, or something else to make sure? I mean, this woman that's charged, her and her husband, I mean, she was communicating, but literally with the Communist Chinese Party on a regular basis. Amazing. And definitely had an impact. We'll dig into that. But another story, whistleblowers were talking to Senator Josh Hawley that Secret Service personnel are woefully unprepared and given inadequate training to properly protect candidates, including former President Trump. These are new claims regarding the assassination attempt. Hawley appeared on Jesse Waters' Primetime.
He's good.
Yep, to reveal whistleblowers' claims that when Homeland Security investigations agents were reassigned to work on the protective details, they were given a single 2-hour webinar on Microsoft Teams. 2-hour webinar. You're now ready to go protect one of the most important people in the world.
Wow.
Is that crazy? Go watch the video and then saddle up. You have to laugh. It's grotesque.
That's messed up.
The videos were pre-recorded with whistleblowers saying the videos were riddled with technical mishaps. What? So the training is cheesy, weak, too short, and then riddled with technical mishaps? Wow, that's a far cry from when my cousin was there, because I'm telling you, it was serious business. It was treated as serious business. Imagine 1,000 people logging on to Microsoft Teams at the same time after being informed at the last minute that everyone needed to log on or log in individually, according to one whistleblower. Once it got rolling, the Secret Service instructor couldn't figure out how to get the audio working on the pre-recorded videos, which he said were the same videos as last year. All told, they restarted the videos approximately 6 times, and the content allegedly was not helpful. They further claim that these same 2-hour webinars had not been updated at all since the assassination attempt. It's not like, they've done anything. Remember, they're going to get to the bottom of it. They're going to do investigations. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Nothing new, nothing improved since the attempt, according to one whistleblower. Yep. Other HSI agents who worked that fateful day, July 13th Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, told Hawley's office that they only received one PowerPoint presentation for training. The Missouri senator blasted the government agency for their nightmare handling of the assassination attempt that rocked the nation. Wow. And, he said the only reason that we know about this stuff is because of whistleblowers. The allegations surrounding the HSI agent's lack of training and preparation comes after Senator Hawley's office continued to communicate with whistleblowers about the Trump rally shooting and what went wrong in order for that would-be assassin crooks to gain access to that building rooftop with an AR-15. Hawley's office previously claimed that the lead site agent was known to be inexperienced and incompetent. Yep. She was not checking people's IDs. She did not use Secret Service agents. Most of the agents that day were not Secret Service. They were Homeland Security agents. They're not trained in the same way at all. Why would you do that?
Well, we know where some of the agents were.
They were in Pittsburgh protecting Joe Biden. Yes.
Yep.
But that's no excuse.
Oh, no
excuse. So you take some from another duty station. You know, every major city has a Secret Service office, pretty much.
And you can't come up with enough agents to protect the former and possible future president of the United States.
You know, those are calls from we know that the calls from higher up.
Yeah.
So can you say conspiracy for sure? Maybe not for sure. Maybe not yet. But man. It's so terrible and sloppy, I guess it doesn't matter if it's a conspiracy.
No.
It definitely could happen again. It doesn't sound like they've really remedied the issue. They certainly haven't remedied, I guess, any of the training tools that they're using. But using people that are not experts, like the Secret Service, and I don't know about these Homeland Security agents. I don't know what their level of training is. I mean, if they're not properly trained, why would you put them in that position?
Mm-hmm.
It does beg the question, and it does make you kind of scratch your head and go, wonder, is there something more to this? And it's got a lot of us feeling like, there very well could be more to it. Then there's the whole thing about Kamala saying Trump showing up for the Gold Star families.
Yeah.
Was like a political thing, making a political, taking an opportunity about it. And here's the thing. So it gets reported that way, gets talked about in that way, but then the left of center media, which is 90% of the media, is not going to report that the Gold Star family spoke out and said, no. He was invited. He was invited. We invited the camera crews in there. We wanted to capture that very special moment with our loved ones saying, saying goodbye and paying our respects. But will that part of the story come out in other than, talk radio and Fox News and a couple other outlets? I mean, will ABC, NBC, CBS?
No.
Will they do it?
Not at all.
I mean, when you had Tom Cotton was on with Welker from NBC News, and he was talking about Kamala was literally like 4 miles away. 10 minutes she could have, showed her face and showed respect at that event. And Welker was wrong in saying, well, they met in a transition, when the bodies come back.
They're just making it up on a whim.
But no, Kamala was not there.
Yeah.
So she spoke out of turn, interrupting Cotton, saying he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly she was wrong. Now, NBC did offer a correction on that. But again, is that going to have the same impact on the viewer after the fact?
They never do.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And then you've got John McCain's son. Yeah. Army First Lieutenant Jimmy McCain, son of the late Senator John McCain, feigned outrage over former President Donald Trump's visit to Arlington. He did an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper Tuesday, and he blasted Trump for honoring the 13 fallen U.S. service members who were killed during Abbeygate. When asked why, he had described Trump's visit to the cemetery as a violation. McCain explained that the people buried at the cemetery don't have an opinion. And the point of the cemetery is to go and show respect for the men and women who have served. As you well know, sir, Arlington Cemetery is sacred to all people who are members of the military. All people have served in uniform, McCain said. It's a sacred area. There's three generations of McCains that are buried there. It's a violation because these rules are set in place. This also came, by the way, after his father used footage from Arlington National Cemetery in a campaign advertisement.
What?
In 1999.
Come on. Hey, and guess who this dude's voting for this year?
I know.
Well, I know.
I mean, is he a Republican?
He's voting for
Trump. Or is he a Maverick?
Yeah.
Which is an insult to the actual car.
Well, we could probably know. Just like his dad.
Yeah.
But I don't even know that he's a Republican name, to be honest with you, so.
What we do know is that it is 7:16, and we know that means it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Ready? 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm going to scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Oh, happy day. Happy Hump Day Trump Day. It is 7:21. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Time for, What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please call back. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the following. I've been going to Disney World for 50 years plus, and last week they announced that they are ripping out two classics there since 1971. One is Rivers of America, the giant sternwheeler boat, and the other is Tom Sawyer Island, which kids love, and they're going to replace it with a ride based on the movie Cars, and that does not match the theme of Frontierland or Liberty Square. It's just stupid all around. They have 27,000 acres. They can build cars anywhere north of the Magic Kingdom. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I have been in years, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is gentleman goes into a hospital up in North Florida by the panhandle complaining of stomach pains. Doctor says, hey, we got to remove your spleen immediately. And he consents, and guess what? They pull out his liver, and he dies on the operating table almost instantly. I should have been a malpractice lawyer, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, but you have to remember when the surgeon went in there and started cutting, the liver was actually identifying as a spleen.
Oh, that explains a lot.
It would have been a lot funnier if somebody didn't die.
Yeah, there's that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pam, what's bugging you?
The federal government. Okay, so you guys know that I work at a fairly large law office. For 8 days. Today is the 8th day. We have not gotten any mail. I mean, maybe like 7 pieces, and 3 of them have been junk mail. Nobody can find our mail. I have called, I've had lost mail, like in Tennessee and in Idaho and California, and I've called like postmasters where it's supposed to be delivered. And I said, you know, it says that it's still in Jacksonville. Oh, the black hole of the U.S. Postal Service? Nobody knows what happens at Jacksonville. Yeah, somebody's moving my tubs of mail around so that they don't trip over them, but not delivering it. I've already reached out to Kat Kamick and Chuck Clemens.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's not good. And I wonder if they're getting complaints or other businesses are not getting their mail as well. Wow. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, nobody's talking about the F-16 that got shot down by one of our Patriot missile batteries over in Ukraine, and how many American tanks we've lost over there in that war. Now Russia's bombing near the Polish border, just keeps escalating. And
well, it's going to, I mean, you know it. You've been saying this for a while, and it's not going to slow down until you get rid of the current administration. I mean, it is what it is. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And Tony, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Mr. Alejandro Mayorkas, whether it's the Secret Service failure, this Venezuelan criminal gang that's now in Texas, or the other criminals that are coming through our border. It's all in his watch. And as I wake up every day, Bob, like Nostradamus, everybody's concerned about Israel and Gaza and Ukraine, but our country is literally evaporating in front of our eyes. And our do-nothing Congress and our whoever's running this country, I don't know, but it really sickens me to see my country just evaporate in front of my eyes and knowing that my children are going to have to live through something that is going to be...
Work hard to get the new administration in there. Tell everybody, you know what I mean? We got to get into it. Justin, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. What's bugging me is you got Kamala Harris patting herself on the back for the so-called work she's done in South America, and no one seems to want to look into why and how people are coming here. How can they afford to come here, and why are they wearing Biden shirts back there? Why... Is she not being investigated and find out that the money, our taxpayer money, is probably sending these people here in the first place? Thanks, guys.
Well, yeah, and it's funding NGOs, and they go, oh, no, this is humanitarian purposes, and then that's the end of the trail, or at least that's what they would tell you. Tom, what's bugging you?
Oh, this is a big one. After Florida's meltdown Saturday against Miami, all the Democrats at the University of Florida want to replace Napier with America's coach, Tim Walz, the only person more incompetent than Napier. That's what's bugging me.
Wow, that's not to be taken serious, I hope, right? Becky, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the time change is coming up, and we voted to get rid of it, I think, 5 years ago.
Yeah, whatever happened to that, exactly. Leslie, what's bugging you?
Yeah, so we have a small fabrication business in Morrison, Florida, and a lot of the supplies that we purchase come from Atlanta. And back to the fellow who was talking about the mail, we're having a lot of trouble paying our bills because all of our checks are getting lost in the mail in Atlanta. And if you cancel a check, everyone knows it costs $30 every time. So my worry is that the mail-in ballots and everything are probably going to get lost in the mail also.
Mm. Wow, yeah. When something is happening and it's not just one area like Jacksonville, then maybe Atlanta, how widespread are these issues?
Mm-hmm.
You know, will they be addressed? Very interesting. Thanks for your participation. It is 7:28. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to join us right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
The
Hot Ticket.
I stand before you
from the RNC
only by the grace of Almighty God
to the DNC.
It is my great honor
to your vote.
I think it was a coup. They didn't want him running.
We have Joe's endorsement
on the sky. Every move.
When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
Every breaking event.
New penalties for opportunistic companies.
This is the Election Station
economy wrecker.
What I call an opportunity economy.
Coverage you can trust. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be with us. And some of your top stories, Florida tax-free shopping for emergency supplies. That's going to end Friday. So if you're going to purchase something, especially if it's large, like a generator, you might want to take advantage of that little tax break. All right? Every little bit helps. Right. Also, bombshell indictment. You know, I'm always telling you about asymmetrical warfare. China not playing fair. Story I had yesterday. Volkswagen might have to close a factory in Germany because of the onslaught of cheap Chinese cars that have deluged the market. And they've allowed that to occur. And that could happen here.
Mm-hmm.
A former top aide to Governors Andrew Cuomo and Kathy Hochul used her high-ranking position in the state's government to peddle influence for China and the Chinese Communist Party while profiting millions in the process. The federal indictment unsealed alleges that this is against 41-year-old Linda Sun, born in China and a naturalized American citizen, and her husband, 40-year-old Chris Hugh. The indictment charges the couple with operating a money laundering and bank fraud scheme, thanks in part to Sun's allegedly acting as an agent of influence for China while working in Cuomo and Hochul's administrations. The couple were arrested and arraigned in federal court in Brooklyn yesterday. It's a 64-page indictment, and it's far-reaching. It details Sun's alleged work as an agent for China, her husband's subsequent illegal business dealings in China. In particular, the indictment says how Sun allegedly acted on behalf of the CCP while working for Cuomo, who is called in the indictment Politician 1. Hochul is named as Politician 2. In the indictment. And yeah, several cases and instances where the defendant, Linda Sun, acted at the order, direction, or request of representatives of the People Republics of China, the PRC, and the CCP to engage in political activities intended to influence the public, including the New York State government, with respect to the political or public interest of the PRC government and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, infiltrated the governor's office through two administrations.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. It's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's asleep at the wheel, apparently. This woman's son, in various instances, allegedly prevented Cuomo and Hochul from working, engaging, and speaking with Taiwanese officials. So you have that. Sun's CCP contact told her that various China-based organizations would be donating about 1,000 ventilators to New York's Hospital Association amid the pandemic. Sun, the indictment alleges, told her CCP contact that she would have the then-Governor Andrew Cuomo call him to thank him for the donation and that she would have him thank China publicly for the donation. And he did on Twitter.
Wow.
But when the Taiwanese government sent like 200,000 masks because of the CCP specifically, they weren't allowed to disclose it publicly. Said, I'll have them call, you know, the Taiwanese government privately,
mm-hmm.
not public. So she had real influence. It's just... In another incident, Sun allegedly worked directly with her CCP contacts to shape a Lunar New Year message that would be delivered by Hochul in early 2021. The CCP contacts got an advanced draft of Hochul's remarks, and Sun allegedly made sure that the lieutenant governor made no mention of China's detention of Uyghurs. They're manipulating information, manipulating news, interfering with the government process. New York, have a big state.
Oh, but quote, most people said, you know, she really had very little interaction with the governor. You know, that was their line on it.
In June 2018, Sun allegedly committed visa fraud, forged formal invitations to invite CCP officials from the Henan province in China to meet with Hochul in New York to discuss enhancing cooperation between the two states. Visa fraud. What if she did visa fraud and brought in hitmen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, who knows? Yeah.
Hochul can seemingly be seen meeting with Henan province officials in a photo that was included in the indictment. Look, if it was isolated, it'd be one thing. But it's in New York where they first kind of discovered that there was like a Chinese police station.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Wonder how that was able to exist as long as it did. Yeah, this is very concerning. Very concerning indeed. But we should not be surprised. That's the whole idea behind asymmetrical warfare. Anyway, mm-hmm. anyhow.
And we may not know the repercussions for years because we just don't know what was done that hasn't come out yet.
Exactly. Yep. Now, it's an unsealed document. I don't know if there are portions of it have been redacted or not. But this is a big story, an unfolding story. And hopefully we'll find out more. And really, most importantly, I guess, now, is everybody going to make sure that they don't have spies infiltrating their offices?
Well, everybody seems to think they know enough to not be concerned about it so far. But how's that worked out?
Yeah. Former President Trump said, I did not put Hillary Clinton in jail because it would have looked so bad for the U.S. I wanted to bring the country together. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You remember that. It's like she should be penalized.
Lock
she should pay the price.
Up. Lock her up.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
But the reality is he's right. I mean, when the new person coming into office is suddenly locking up somebody, you know, of the opposition party, I mean, who would want to make a stupid move like that in America and try to jail a member of the opposition party?
It happens like in dictatorships, Soviet-style government,
the
East Germany.
Trying to do it, but it would have looked bad.
So Kamala Harris changes her accent.
Oh, this is funny stuff.
While she was on a campaign stop, and they were just hours apart.
Yeah.
And it was Jesse Waters last night. Played a clip side by side, clip, sentence,
yep.
And you could hear the difference in some of the enunciation or the way that she was accenting some of her words. And then when Peter Doocy of Fox News brought it up to KJP, she did not want to deal with it. She tried to head him off at the pass.
She was talking about unions in Detroit. Using one tone of voice.
Is this something that
same
you think...
line?
Okay, Peter.
That let's... she used the same line in Pittsburgh, and it sounded like she at least had some kind of a southern drawl.
Do you hear the question that you're? I mean, do you think Americans seriously think that this is an important question?
Agreed.
I'm not even going to entertain some question about the press. It's just hearing it sounds so ridiculous.
Well, but hearing it is.
The question, I'm talking about the questions, is just insane.
Nice cut off.
Is that how she talks in meetings?
I'm just, Peter, we're moving on.
Well, and look, she didn't want to deal with it because, is it really important? No. But is it silly? Yes. Does it look ridiculous? Yes. And you know
genius?
Who used to do it all the time? Hillary did.
Oh, yes.
Hillary did. And it's almost like, you know, Hillary's like a different generation. They go, hey, Hillary, you know, there's this thing called YouTube. There's the internet.
Mm.
I mean, you can give a speech, you know, two different places and people are going to be able to see both of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could tailor your message, but then even the accent thing.
Oh, she tried to sound black. She tried to sound southern. They were so bad.
But let's not get sidetracked with that. It's just another silly from the cackler. We shouldn't be surprised.
That's
true. But listen to this. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, apparently he offered cash to parents to give their children as young as five the vaccine.
Wow.
January of 22, Walls proudly announced a vaccine incentive program. Kids deserve a shot, offering $200 to families who brought their children ages 5 to 11 to get vaccinated.
Man, that comes off dark to me. That's just like, really, you're going to pay off people who are who need $200 bad enough.
Yes, to where they might risk their child's health or that they've been brainwashed into thinking, well, I've got to do, everybody says, we've got to do these vaccines. Yeah. Mm. And the vaccines on the younger ones, I mean, of course, nobody can listen to the truth. You know, our own Dr. John trying to spread the word. Look, the kids, they'll adjust, they'll adapt, this and that. Nope, they wanted to push this on everybody. Wow. Yep. Big news. Starting this month, it goes, families who get their 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated can get $200. That's cash in your pocket for starting the year off right by protecting your child from COVID.
He's just weird. There's just more layers to his weirdness.
It's beyond weird. I'm going to use this word.
Yeah?
Creepy.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah.
He's both.
Oh, yeah. He's creepily weird.
Yeah, or he's weirdly creepy.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yes, we concur.
It is 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Stay close. 97.3 The Sky. Well, if you don't work for the North Korean government, chances are you're surviving.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'll explain in a minute. But I'm asking if you're surviving or thriving, because we invite you to listen tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for an Odyssey conversation on inflation, the economy, interest rates, and more right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. That is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. North Korea. The dictator, Kim Jong-un.
Little rocket man?
Yep.
Yeah.
He is, he was unhappy. Because there was a flood and people died.
Okay.
And he was so unhappy, more people died. That's right. He ordered at least 30 government officials to be executed.
Whoa.
After the devastating floods.
Really?
And when you execute them, you don't have to pay them a pension.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Over the summer, they had devastating floods, killed thousands. The South's TV Chosen reported, you know, of course, that's their, you know, inside thing or whatever, that North Korean authorities sentenced between 20 and 30 people to capital punishment last month for their failure to stop the deadly flooding.
Well, there's a little pressure.
Yeah. Would you need? You'd need Moses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
And short of that, wow.
Right.
Blows your mind.
Yeah, that's an act of God. People can't stop that. An official was quoted as telling the outlet 20 to 30 workers or whatever in the flood-stricken area were executed at the same time late last month. It's difficult to know the details because of their extreme secrecy. The North Korean Central News Agency has reported that Kim ordered authorities to strictly punish the officials after catastrophic floods hit the Chagang province near the border with China in July. Ooh. Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, that's that government job that some folks look for has consequences.
Apparently, a bunch of sump pumps failed, and when they looked at them closely, sure enough, made in China. Sorry, was that bad?
That was bad.
Okay.
That was bad.
Made in China.
So bad.
How do you stop a flood? I mean, this was
really
huge.
Really.
And it's hard. And like you say, it's hard to get information out of there. But apparently heavy rains late July left more than 4,000 homes, as well as numerous other public buildings, structures, roads, railways, flooding cities and towns. And Kim blamed public officials who had neglected disaster prevention for causing the casualties that cannot be allowed. The North rebuffed offers of aid from China, Russia, and even South Korea. And apparently tensions remain at all-time high there. But what an olive branch South Korea put out, they're actually going to help them.
But pride, no. There's no way. No way. He'd rather kill people than actually swallow his pride.
I mean, who was the only one that was able to at least halfway seem like to talk some sense into him? You know, Donald Trump.
He
went there and met with him. And I think that I do believe he got through to him. Mm-hmm. But then you have this hierarchy of the old school, really kooky, crazy ones. And I think they rebrainwashed him or whatever it is they do. Yeah.
And plus, you got to remember, too, he's got that sister hanging out, and she's crazier than he is.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, she will take you out.
We can really learn about them. Mm-hmm. But here, we have disaster preparedness, and we try to use the carrot approach and not the stick.
Yeah.
So we're actually, Florida has a tax holiday, but it ends Friday. So if you're getting a generator or other things related to storm preparedness, that deal ends Friday. So take advantage of that while you can. All right?
Good deal.
So we had Kamala changing her accent. Two identical speeches. I mean, she's doing these speeches word for word.
And
I mean, they're written out, and, you know, you read the teleprompter, and
Joe Biden.
You'd think maybe you'd accentuate some things or do something maybe a little bit different, just because the first time you did it, you go, yeah, that didn't sound. Mm-hmm. Maybe, Why bother? I mean, her attitude has got to be, to some extent, like Hillary Clinton. At this point, what difference does it make?
Exactly.
I'm not really going to be in charge, even if I do get elected. Apparently, Kamala Harris's folks have backed down, and ABC News is going to stick with the rules that have been set, with no notes and no open mics. And they try to fight that, because without notes, Kamala is going to, I believe, she's going to have some difficulty.
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, their whole strategy was just say things that tries to get Trump to come unhinged. And that way the open mic would benefit them.
Sound bites for the media.
Because if, you know, other than him saying something, you know, off the charts.
Careful now.
I don't see how she can look better than him. And it'll be filled with, shall we say, things that aren't necessarily true.
Are you saying her pants are going to be on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Biden. He's going to help her. Is he the secret weapon? Yeah.
Joe.
It's going to go out and campaign.
Okay. All right.
Actually, I'm serious. The last time I saw another clip of him speaking recently, and what was he going on? The Molly Maguires, like his grandfather was part of this group that killed people? It was crazy. No, it was a crazy story. But I was thinking it added fuel to my fire, saying that Biden's going to pay her back a little bit. I think he already did. What'd he say? She has a back like a ramrod.
Yeah.
And the moral compass of a saint.
Yes.
Now, even Biden wouldn't be saying that with a straight face.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a little jabby jab. I do. I could be wrong, but I do.
Like, they're so ridiculous, nobody is going to believe it.
Oh, so guess what we just learned? Joe Biden's not really going to be able to campaign in crowds and stuff like that. It's too dangerous.
Okay.
Says the Secret Service.
Well, they know all about dangerous situations.
Well, his is different. I mean, they don't want him to fall down, basically.
Yeah, good point.
Congresswoman Kat Kamik joining us next right here on the Bob Rose Show. And don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose Show podcast, every minute of it, wherever you normally get your podcast. Just push subscribe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.